G'day, this is Big Brady Marshall.
This is Brian Alvarez.
This is Dean Brady of the Millennials.
This is the Jurassic Punk Sid Parker.
How many of you guys have heard the term kayfabe?
Blue Doggers. This is Jay Hunter from OSW Review.
This is Matt Grim Basso.
This is the loosest kid in Australian wrestling, Adam Brooks.
This is Scrap Brand Adam Pearce, and you are locked in
to Wrestle Radio Australia.
Welcome, everyone, to, for 5 years now, your longest-running Australian wrestling podcast, Wrestle Radio Australia. I'm your host, Todd Eastman, and I hope... Well, I actually should change that intro, because I realised the other day, because, you know, you've got the Facebook gimmick pops up. It's been, like, 7 years now that we've been around as Wrestle Radio Australia. So, welcome to 7 years now, your longest-running Australian wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Todd Eastman. I hope you all went out and enjoyed local pro wrestling this past weekend. I know I did. I was Friday night. I was at the zoo for AWA's Thank F-Bombers Friday. Great show. Good to see the young guys coming up and getting the experience. And it really seems to be paying off in front of that crowd. And also, Adonis and Ricky South had an amazing match. I say amazing because it was different. It was, yes, the tension was in the air, folks. I hope that actually AWA finds a way to release that, because I know a lot of people around the country actually want to watch that match just to see how those two guys interacted. Because, yeah, it was different. Also, big congratulations to my sometimes co-host, my every-time client, Showtime Jake Nova. Him and his beautiful wife, Sophia Morales, gave birth this week to a beautiful young girl. Beautiful, well, of course, a young girl. It's a baby, for God's sake. Ugh, I'm having a cracker today, as you can tell. Actually recording this in my lunchroom at work because I'm so busy at my actual work at the moment. I don't get a chance to actually sit down and record the show. So here you go. Intro from Eastman's work, I guess. And my guest for this week is someone who was at Thank F-Bombers Friday. That is Ricky South. Now, I sat down with Ricky South a little while ago, but that was over the phone. So it's a lot different, a conversation when you can actually sit down face-to-face with a guy and then and really hash it out, because you can tell by the way someone talks or a certain look in their face that they want to say something more. So you can sort of pry them in the direction that they seem to want to go. And that's sort of what happened here on this episode. We talked about his time in Chikara. We talked about doing his All Japan work, tryouts. Also talked about if he feels like maybe he should have to change his... Well, not have to. He might want to change his gimmick just to be able to get to somewhere he would like to work in the future. Anyway, all that is what was about a 40-minute interview. So, yeah, we'll go to that right now, right here on Wrestle Radio Australia.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of
the... I am here with Ricky South. How are you tonight, mate? It's good to actually meet you face to face.
Yeah, I know.
I'm Wrestle Radio Australia.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to do that for ages.
Toby.
Tobias.
Stop. Oh,
that's all right.
We're
just saying a name. Oh,
sorry.
No, shut up. I'll stop.
You're going to stop?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes,
you can say all you want, mate, because I'll just edit the fuck out. We are
joined.
No.
No, you don't want
reason.
It?
There's a reason.
You don't want it?
Because he'll bury himself.
That was
everywhere.
Tim Kaine.
There's the reason Tim's not on there.
No, man.
Anyway.
Back to it.
Yes. It's good to actually finally meet you and not talk on the line the way we were.
I am also depressed that you didn't bring your pugs, as well as I mentioned previously.
I apologize for that.
I am a pug enthusiast.
Yes. My wife loves my pugs so much, I'm not allowed to take them out.
So what are their names, though?
Billy and Bugsy.
Are they brother and sister? Or?
Yes. They're sister and sister.
Oh, sister. That's adorable.
Actually, but they're from the same...
From the same mother?
Two or? Different litters.
Oh,
the same mother and father.
Oh, so how old are they?
Billy is 2, nearly 3,
yeah.
And Bugsy would be just going on 2.
Okay.
Getting close to 2.
We're going
to
turn this into Pug
Radio
Australia.
Yeah.
But do they shit a lot?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
See, people don't think, like, we didn't think. When we first bought them, we're like, we'll buy pugs because
they
don't have that much
room. They're not going to molt.
They've got a double coat.
Oh,
it's
is that
a
why
double,
it's so, like, sort of...
That's
dense?
Why it's so, yeah, exactly.
Like thick or whatever? Yeah.
Legit, my wife has to sweep the house twice a week. And every time it's like a mini pug when she's finished
good.
Sweeping it.
Oh.
No, not good.
I think I've eaten enough pug fur over the last 2 years.
It's just somehow just seeped into.
Yeah, I no longer own black shirts that don't look like a Chewbacca cosplay.
If you've got like any sort of fur coat or any sort of like cashmere or shit, then that dog has just embedded.
And if as soon as you put on a black shirt, guaranteed they'll come up and sit on you to try and just put on as much fur as they can.
See, I don't have any pugs. I have like two sort of schmoodles.
Ah.
And they're lovely. They're beautiful. Yes. Oscar and Bailey. But then I follow so many pug accounts, I'm like,
it's the snoring too, the snoring's great.
Yeah, I don't know why, I just like the heavy.
Yeah.
Like, this is the breeze.
Originally, I wanted a bulldog. I've always wanted a bulldog so I could call it Davy Boy.
Davy
Boy.
Not Matilda?
No, Davy Boy. And then maybe if we got another one, Dynamite.
Dynamite?
But my wife was like, no, I'm not having them. The weather's too warm up here for them. And I said, well, what about pugs? She's like, the weather's too warm up for them. And I was literally like, Facebooked Brisbane Pug Fair. And went, apparently everyone else could fucking have them.
They like this shit. Why not?
So we looked into it and we found a really good breeder.
Okay.
And so then we got Billy.
Yeah.
Completely fell in love with Billy.
But we
work full-time shit. And you could tell she hates being, like, pugs hate being alone. This is so boring for everyone.
No. The people at home are really going to appreciate it. Like, there are a lot of people who are dog enthusiasts.
Yes.
Okay. And a lot for them, this is why we make the podcast. Yeah. Wrestling comes second. Pugs and dogs come first.
Yeah. But yeah, she was like, she hated being alone and really pined.
They're very friendly.
Yeah, they are. They're very. So we got Bugsy, who's like the actual paternal sister.
Yeah.
And as soon as like they met, Billy sort of just started looking after her.
Oh.
So they're inseparable. They spoon in like their dog beds. When it's cold. Yeah, when it's hot, they've got two separate beds. Uh-huh. When it's warm, when it's cold, they get into the same bed together. And all you hear is
just like heavy snoring because of their just their messed up sort of airways.
Yeah, yeah.
Generations of, I think it's just inbreeding.
Yeah.
But it's worth it because they're adorable.
They are.
Alright, we'll get into the wrestling.
We'll get into wrestling now. How is Chikara? We talked, you were just about to go to Chikara.
Chikara was awesome.
And you wonder why you don't get booked anywhere but fucking here.
Before we started this podcast, I talked about how the idea of doing cocaine seems very attractive, but I've never done it.
Is it a status thing?
Not so much a status thing, it's just that, like, it seems so very useful and can solve a lot of my problems.
You don't have to sleep.
Yeah, because I'm constantly fatigued. But anyway, Chikara was awesome.
I'm going to dump a load of bottles, which is going to break your ears. So when I yell bottles...
Right.
Easy. I was in Philly for about 2 weeks. I did an All Japan tryout in San Jose, but then I went to Philly.
Okay.
Chikara's awesome. I mean, Quackenbush is such a lovely man.
And we're back.
Quack's awesome. They have a whole bunch of trainers there. Like, everyone's really cool.
Yeah.
Which is surprising because every now and then you go to some place and there's always going to be one prick or someone who gives you a bit of a hard time. Everyone in Chikara.
That was me here tonight, wasn't it? I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Your jacket made up for it. But, like, all the teachers, all the students, everyone there, all the kind of staff on the show is awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because you made a fair few, like, GIFs that came out.
You're a GIF?
No, you made it onto GIFs. Like, okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is always good because it gets you out there and seen by...
It gets you seen by...
The internet community.
The internet community. And it gets you seen by at least Chikara's community.
Mm.
And a retweet here and there and a like here and there. And that just kind of organically spreads it.
Mm.
So I'm very much a big proponent of getting a few GIFs out there. Because it just helps... I would call it kind of like somewhat a free commercial,
yeah,
free
exactly,
exposure.
Exactly. Did you find that you'd heard maybe something from a couple of American promotions because of that sort of stuff?
No. And I didn't expect anything out of it. My sole goal was doing the best I can for Chikara and for that event.
You can talk, you know.
Yeah.
What do you want us to do?
Sorry, yeah,
no, it's okay. Okay, and we're back again.
My sole goal was to kind of just do good in Chikara, because following like Madison Eagle's footsteps, Robbie's footsteps, and the whole nation's, they've all like done really well in Chicago. Mm. So
I remember we talked, and I was like, your gimmick, your whole character will get over really well. Did you find that was the case, or
you know what?
Did it take a while from the warm to you almost?
Took a while. Like I was fortunate enough to wrestle twice because I did like a sort of two shows in the day. I would say after the first match, I would feel they kind of had a good hinkering and kind of got a taste. And by the second match and afterwards, I feel like I would say I got their kind of appreciation.
Yeah,
you know, they're very receptive. They're all very nice. Like. They'll give you a chance. You know?
Yeah.
So as long as you give them something, they'll give you something right back. Yeah. Which is fine.
Yeah.
And then you get other crowds that are absolute pricks and like they'll like that mob today of like
that little
group of dudes. Yeah.
Yeah, but you guys almost won them over by the end of the match, sort of.
Guys are weird in wrestling because they either want like you to make out with the other dude and do the most like homosexual wrestling possible. But before that, they'll absolutely hate you for it.
Yeah.
So it's weird, like, they'll scream homophobic slurs, but then, like, 2 minutes later, want the the homosexual acts.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether it's just, like, underlying sort of homoerotic tendencies that they have. Maybe. You know?
Yeah.
But
did you have fun working Adonis tonight?
I had a lot of fun working Adonis.
Mm.
You know? Being in Sydney, you always fucking anyone has like a very similar gimmick. You always get compared.
You wonder what it's
and you wonder, and then a lot of people are like, dude, you should wrestle Adonis. I'm like,
someone should book that.
I'm like, I would like to wrestle Adonis. And then what really made me notice him and it really pissed me off was I wanted to do the Silence of the Lambs promo.
Oh yes,
I wanted to do that promo myself. Okay, and then he like. It was weird. I thought of it the next day. He did it.
Yeah. And the funniest thing is that he wasn't even on that show.
Yeah.
Like, booked on that show. We just played that vignette.
And
it got the biggest pop of the night. And I was like, I turned to the rest of the boys and went, well, doesn't that piss you off?
Lads, I think he may be on the show now.
Yeah,
so he did that. And then I'm like, alright, so he's also got some same ideas or whatever.
Yeah.
So then naturally I'm like, yeah, it would be fun to wrestle.
Yeah.
And it was. It was lovely. Yeah. Adonis is lovely.
It was
glittery man.
Very
glittery dude. I'm
I can tell. Yes.
You know, I'm sparkling right here.
Yes. Did you like the fact that like I know a lot of some promotions will say we want you to do this, we want you to do that. Mm-hmm. Whereas tonight I sort of just said go out there and do what you guys wanted to do.
Oh, sorry.
No, go.
Very much so. You know, like, I very much appreciate and like direction because it kind of helps me know what I need to do. But then also, it's kind of like a tip of the cap or like a kind of like a vote of confidence when someone says, you kind of have free reign, just make it entertaining.
Make
it good.
Yeah.
Then, you know, that's like instills in me, like, okay, like this person trusts me enough to reach this goal.
Mm.
And as long as I get that bloody goal at the end.
Yeah. Well, that, like, basically, what did I say to you? It's just like, entertain them.
Entertain.
And I know that's something you can do because I've seen your stuff.
Well, I with Adonis as well, I came in and I'm like, well, we can get
something.
We can entertain.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people. And although you can do the Greco-Roman, the European style, sometimes like you get a lot more just out of working your character than actually the holds.
Like different matches and sort of different places will call for it.
Exactly.
And, like different crowds like different. So I like to think I can wrestle.
Yeah.
To a degree, I don't know. You put me in there with like Bonzer and then maybe. My inadequacies in the Greco-Roman sort of discipline will probably be shown.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like, just, I very much like doing a lot of character-based matches.
Yeah.
Because A, I don't get sore, you know, from it.
Yeah.
And B, you know, just people get into it a lot more.
Yeah, they tend to,
you know.
But like that spot we had with Zach tonight.
Yeah.
Where he did the quick match with Aya.
Yeah.
I said to him afterwards, I said, you will get more out of doing that than what you would have done working for the last next 3 months, just working normal matches and trying to get your character across. You basically got your, even though you lost two moves, you got your character over more in that match than what you have, more in that spot than what you have the whole time you've been doing this.
I'll bring this back. I mentioned there was an All Japan tryout that I went to.
Yes.
There were 36 participants. Okay. When I got there, I was one of the first ones to get there. They told everyone, all right, guys, just get into your gear. You're going to do trios. So there were about six minutes. We got told we had about 10 minutes. And then we got told that actually the match is going to be called whenever Jun Akiyama wants. So all the matches roughly went about 6 to 8 minutes. In that time, with the other six men, you would end up getting into the ring for about 30 seconds to about a minute.
Yeah.
So in that time, you need to get something in that's going to leave you memorable.
Yeah, exactly.
And it ain't going to be a fucking tackle. Unless you've got the biggest, best tackle in the world, then whatever. Fuck. I did one character thing and then, you know, showed my ass a little, and then to their surprise, they liked that. You know, and then advanced in the tryout, whatever. I got the advice that, you know, my gimmick, not so much All Japan. You know, not so much. And they were like, maybe DDT? Like,
yeah.
They're like, that's where you could be. So, you know. But they're like, All Japan, very tradition, but like.
That's good.
Though. Yeah, so it just goes into the fact that, like, you got to at least mix it up and then be memorable to a degree.
Yeah. Have you ever thought of, like, changing your character in any way to try and...
You know what?
Like, if this, say that, like, that is your goal, like, All Japan is your goal.
Yeah.
You ever thought of, like, just doing that? And I'm not saying that that's what I think you should do. I'm has that ever come to your mind? Like, maybe I have to do that.
Very recently it has. Because with that advice, and I've been given that advice from other tryouts that I've gotten, like, done. I take that on board. I'm like, maybe it doesn't warrant a complete repackage.
Mm.
And I'm not against a complete repackaging.
No.
It is a risk, but also somewhat of an investment. But...
And you've also always got the old...
Yeah, old stuff. But I consider it, like, refined.
Mm.
Okay, so there can be sort of parts of my game which I can tone down this and not do much of this.
Mm.
But I have to supplement that with, all right, if I don't do that, then I need to focus more and up my game here, and here.
Yeah.
You know, and
put
then,
more tools in your toolbox.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Exactly. So I have thought about that, and then that's made me want to kind of, like... somewhat change up my style a little, you know, adapt a sort of different sort of philosophy and technique.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but if I get a match like tonight, you know, Wrestling Adonis, where I'm like, this match is really
11,
100%, yeah. Like, it really calls for it, and I'm not against it, I'll fucking go balls to the wall with it.
Yeah.
You know, but then again, like, goes to the whole thing. You just gotta choose your battles, really, yeah. Basically.
But it's like, as soon as I was told that we had you for the show, I was like, well, Adonis. And like...
just the natural one.
Yeah, and the owner was like, why would you do that? I said, why wouldn't you do that? That's a tailor made. They don't even have to wrestle. They could stand in the ring and the crowd will pop for it.
Well, I said to Adonis before the match, I'm like, I want... I know, this is some big comparison. But like, just to like, kind of put it in perspective, I'm like, I want that start of Rock Hogan.
You know, look each other,
look right, look left,
yeah.
Fucking crowds. I'm like, I want that, you know, with the, just like our sort of clash.
Mm.
Didn't you obviously go?
Okay.
Well, we're not in...
I must admit, the one thing I did I laughed at is when you got out of the ring and went up to those guys that did it.
Yeah.
I'd like the... because I actually went and stood in the crowd and with a couple of people, I turned and was like, the thing is, people don't realize how big Ricky is until Ricky's actually standing right in front of them.
Yeah. Like, I went over there and I'm... like, I towered over them.
Like,
okay. I could actually, like, I'm not a fighter.
No.
But I've always wondered.
But they don't know that.
They don't know that. Okay. Well, maybe they think that this flamboyant guy, he can't throw. I feel like if I get provoked enough, I'm going to be like that rabid just guy who throws everything in.
Yeah. I've always said that to, like, I've had some fans say to me, oh, I wanted to climb over that railing and go. I said, you can do it, but you got to remember, I'm still 100 kilos.
Yeah.
I might, like, act.
Yeah.
Like, I'm scared of everything. I'm 100 kilos,
like,
dude.
I can go. But I've always thought, like, if I ever got in a fight with, like, a fan, I would put on the tightest headlock in the world and squeeze the absolute shit out of their brains. Because that shit fucking that hurts. And just hold that there forever until they just basically squeal.
Yeah.
But it was so ironic, because again, in the ring, they're saying all these sort of like semi-homophobic stuff, like, can we swear?
Yeah,
they were just going like fuckhead and shit and like suck his dick, whatever. I'm like, yeah, okay, like,
alright.
It's over 18. It's like, yeah, cool, whatever. And then they kept going, and then I confronted them. And then they wanted a kiss. And I'm like, it just contradicts everything that you've just been saying.
It
doesn't, man.
Yeah. Well, it's like that guy that keeps calling me a fat shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, kind of lost 40 kilos. I'm not that fat shit anymore. Like, get a new deal. Like find another line about that. There's plenty you can give me shit about. I'm bald. I'm fucking grey. Go to that.
The bald one was actually the second one I was thinking about. Like, 100%. But again, maybe it's like, now I understand. Like, maybe it's their insecurities.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
And maybe he's just got a bit of fat and he's like, oh.
And that's the best thing to do when you can point it back on a mic. That's the best thing you can do. Look, I understand. I'm going to leave you alone like your dad did.
Yeah.
And then you
And then they're burnt forever.
Yeah.
You know, you get the ultimate laugh.
Yeah. So, back in Australia, are you planning on...
Hello, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby Bishop.
Bobby, are you leaving?
Yeah, I'm leaving.
All right, give us freedom.
How's your shoulder? Is it all right?
Yeah, it's hurting a bit, but it looks like it's going to be one of those things where it's like a week of pain.
Okay.
Ricky Bobby on the podcast.
Hi, Facebook, buddy.
Oh, please do.
Then ignore him.
Yes, ignore him.
I say that because he'll be listening to that.
Yes, definitely ignore him.
Back in Oz. You're back. Do you plan on keep on trying to hit that Chikara, or do you just... Because I notice now, like, I know Robbie and Nick
Nichols,
and Jack, or like, we want people to come to us.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in that sort of same, like mindset?
Come to PWA?
Yeah, or come to Australia.
Oh, all right. In the sense of coming to Australia, bloody oath.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to sound corny. But fuck it, I'll sound corny. I honestly think we have some world-class talent, and it doesn't, unfortunately, get the exposure that it should get a lot of the time.
Just the amount of the guys now that are over at WrestleMania week.
Yeah, 100%.
And booked solidly.
We're doing shit.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing
that
to
that was
be
unheard
there.
Of 5 years ago.
Yeah.
No one would have got on a fucking... Like,
there are people...
A Fight Club Pro show or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there was a trios match... Where
it was all PWA, wasn't it?
Pretty much. It was fucking Robbie, Carl Fletcher. I don't think Davis was in it. But then there was a trios match with like CCK, Robbie, Quack, and Puma King.
Mm. Well, there was also the one on, I don't know what show it was, and someone will tell me what it was.
Yeah.
But it was Jack, Mick, and Social Jordan.
Indie Wrestling Family Reunion.
Yeah, that was all PWA
show. And then, like, because it was like this morning in our time, so I checked Twitter. Then I heard awesome reports. I'm like, bloody earth. And then
they can fucking win.
Yeah. And then I see a lot of people like, wow, Australia's got some. I'm like, fucking of course it.
Yeah.
Duh. Every country has good wrestling. You
know? We are what England were four or five years ago.
Yeah. And people compare that, or like us to the boom, and they say we're the next place to get the boom.
Yeah.
And I kind of fear, or like, not fear, like, kind of don't like it when people leave Australia now.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well,
fair enough if like it's the WWE.
Yeah, if you got the WWE,
that's fucking,
that's your thing. But like, if you like on an independent level, I feel like you're leaving before the boom.
Mm.
The boom's about to happen here.
Yeah,
like
you're not getting off the Titanic.
You're not getting off the Titanic. We're about to fucking whatever the opposite of that Titanic is here.
Yeah,
a ship that does not crash.
Yes,
you know, we're on a P&O cruise.
The un-Titanic.
Yeah, the un-Titanic here, man. We're about to set sail for something awesome.
Mm.
You know, and I would not want to leave that. I would not want to be like...
You'd hate to think, like, I'm going to go to England and do this shit, and then you look in Australia, and Australia is what, like, England are probably currently, or maybe... I think England maybe are on the...
Yeah.
Like, not decline, but...
I'll add this, and if this person or any person hits back, maybe we can air it out. With all this Farley Dojo stuff, a lot of people... get this 3 months or like this scholarship.
Yep.
And then a lot of the time they think 3 months away from like the scene can maybe do detriment to their like to their sort of momentum or whatever.
Yeah.
In the long run, most likely not. But it's at the point where we're running full steam ahead that they think it's going away for 3 months can hold their momentum.
I maybe have to start from square one again when I get back.
Yeah, like, pretty much. Like, yeah. Am I going to lose everything?
Mm.
And again, probably
which is,
not.
Yeah, but it says something to what the industry is.
Yeah, now how it's going. Like, there would be a time where, like, if you left for 3 months, you'd miss out on about 2 shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, statewide.
And then you'd come back and everyone's like, oh, he was just in America.
Yeah.
And then he was booked everywhere.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Much, yeah. But now nowadays, like, especially in Sydney, there's about 2 shows, 3 shows every weekend.
Yeah, it's the same everywhere because yeah. I do the where the action is part of the show, and usually every state has 2 or 3 shows on a week.
Yeah, so like in my mind, I'm like, it's hot right now.
Mm.
I don't want to leave.
I was actually really surprised that there are shows on this weekend.
Yeah, why is that?
Just well because. This weekend being WrestleMania weekend, a lot of people will be staying home watching NXT, and I don't know if they'll want to watch NXT and then go out to a show after that. And it says to me what people think, how strong they think the industry is now down here, where they're like, well, fuck it, they'll come and well, I'll watch that, but then they'll come and see us tonight.
Like, and then if we just boil everything like down to its simple form, it's just also just good entertainment.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
It's just fun. It's a
like,
fun
I've
night.
Always said that, like, this show here, I want to be, and because normally we're on Saturday nights, I want Grindhouse, AWA Grindhouse, to be the pre-drink destination. I want the come out, because they come out here at 7:30. We're from 7:30 to fucking 10:30. Pre-drink, great fucking entertainment, then go out and enjoy yourselves that
100%,
night.
100%. And to me, that's like the perfect slot.
Yeah.
You know?
That's why I think maybe, because I'm not even sure where Max Watts is in Sydney. I don't know if that's sort of what that would be.
Yes, because we have the fortunate.
Saying that this is anything like Mad Max Watts is not.
No, but this place is, again, it's in the heart of the city.
Yeah.
There's
yeah,
places
exactly.
About 2 places up, which a lot of people are going to go to.
Yeah.
Not the B. I've heard about the B.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, like Max Watts is in the sort of basically the heart of the city. It's next to Fox Studios, next to kind of like Allianz Stadium. Or
yep.
I think it is still.
Yeah.
It got taken down, whatever. But yeah, pretty much. It's in the heart.
Yeah.
So if people want a night out in the city, I think, like, I would love to go to the wrestling till about. The show is now finished a bit later, like 11.
Mm. Well, I remember when I was younger, aging myself now, and I
don't number yourself.
And I used to go out to clubs and shit. We wouldn't go out till midnight, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And that was when, and you'd stay home and pre-drink before then.
Yeah.
But if I had someone, if I thought, I can go
you
watch.
You had somewhere to go.
I can watch some wrestling. I watch dudes fucking hit and like get kick the shit out of themselves,
like,
then go out afterwards.
Up, man.
Fuck yeah, that's a great night.
And like we kind of, I don't. I was gonna say we kind of market that, but we don't.
Yeah.
But like, that's the idea that we want to have. Like,
yeah. That's specifically what I want us up here to market at, because it is like I think Queensland has so much potential. We just have to get around the stigma.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. That's the biggest problem with Queensland wrestling.
Do you think there is a stigma?
There still is a stigma.
There's still a stigma.
Like, if you go down to New South Wales and you go, like, I'm a Queensland wrestler, they instantly have that thought. That's why it's hard for these guys, a lot of these guys, who are good workers, to get booked in New South Wales or in Victoria or in Adelaide,
and
because they have that stigma, unfortunately.
Yeah, like full credit to like a lot of people that actually come down
and
try and, you know, overturn that stigma or come down for like training. Recently at PWA, there was a young Chad and Outback Adam came down for like a 4 week of training when we did the.
They are fresh, fresh.
They are fresh.
Yeah,
but like straight off the bat. Like, if they are willing to invest a week in training in a state, that's it. That speaks volumes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then I got told, like, a whole other batch of people are coming down as well.
Yeah. But there are guys, like...
Zach Reynolds is coming down to go tomorrow.
Yeah, did well.
Right there, the natural.
Yeah. There are guys like Headstrong.
Yeah.
Guys like Jackson Cross. Mm-hmm. All of these guys that I think could do well. Maybe not in an upper card part, but definitely... Like, to show what they can do in a lower card area. Maybe on, a Nui Pro House show.
Yeah.
And that's what I've said to them. So that's where you want to try get into.
Well, like, that's the place. And, funnily enough, the Hoos is very, very accommodating.
Mm.
And they just want to give as many people as they can just a chance to wrestle.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they'll throw in, like, 2 full-way matches.
Yeah.
If they have the people there.
And I'm an unabashed fan of Bonza and his...
And the crew there?
His ethos, what he wants to do, all of that. I love that shit because that is exactly what I think we should all be doing here, is trying to help each other and trying to give guys a chance. And that's like half of the show tonight, we're all young guys.
All young, yeah.
Just trying to give them a chance to go.
Yeah. I mean, it beats seeing like the same guys doing the sort of the same shit.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Show in, show out.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There's only so many times you can watch.
Yeah.
The one match.
The one match. But like, oh, this guy again.
Yeah. Like, oh, they're against each other again, and it's not really a feud, but we haven't got anyone else to put them with, so we'll do that.
Obviously, maybe we can edit this out, but to me, that's the TNT formula.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh.
Yeah. No, I know.
Him again.
Yeah.
See, that time we're getting a warning.
It's in your bottles.
Yeah.
Where's the bottles?
No warning.
Where's the bottles go?
Yeah.
But no,
But it's fresh, like, it's why, like, I like a place like Pro Wrestling League.
Mm.
You know, I find that shit to be different. They've done, supposedly, like, really good shows, taking good care of all the workers, put on exciting matches with different talent, working, you know, different people.
Yeah.
And
these are all people that, like, for the last, I think I've been up here 3 years, so for three years I've been pushing to get these guys up. The mere fact that, like, especially like someone like, I'd love to get a Bond rap here just to do what you did earlier and like take a training.
Well, like,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, and this is a testament to a lot of guys in Sydney. In comparison to the likes of Robbie Eagles, Mick, Bonza, Hoffman, Ugg.
The thing is, though, like, and I don't want to cut you off,
yeah,
but all those guys at the moment are in America. And aren't you doing, isn't Yui Pro doing a show tomorrow night?
They are.
Yeah.
Fuck.
All those guys are missing, and that show still looks
still like
as strong as any show that they put on.
Yeah, because the main that they got there is Matty Wahlberg against Adam Hoffman.
Yes.
For Wahlberg's middleweight title. And Wahlberg's done such an amazing job of hyping himself up in the short time that he's been around.
Yes.
That he is already a main event player.
Yeah.
He is a draw now.
Yes. Thing is, he can work, but he can talk. And luckily, he talked long enough that his work caught up to the way he talks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he talked enough that he could learn how to work to that point.
Like,
now.
Some people, like, can talk, but, like, can't really back it up. Wahlberg is, the anomaly here.
Mm.
Not only can he, like, work and is athletic as fuck, but he can talk and make you feel so inadequate and just shut you down.
But not
completely.
Only that, but he also, he's the last promo he did after that match with Ugg, showed like emotional levels.
Yeah.
Like that could make him a massive babyface. And he pretty much was, from what I heard.
Wahlberg did what was the near impossible, the PWA, and he made Caveman Ugg get booed. And to the degree where he nearly got booed out of the building.
Wow.
Okay. For the sheer fact that he was up against Matty Wahlberg.
Yeah.
That's an impressive feat in itself.
What did you think about when you heard? You don't have to answer this.
No, I'll answer.
When you heard like some of the fans saying maybe they should have called an audible on that night and given Matty the title, just for how strong that reaction was from the crowd. I know it's probably part of a long arcing story, but
in my mind, fans say that maybe. You know, there's historical background to saying audibles have been called previously. But in my mind, if a match happens and both participants come out way more over and way better than they did coming in, who gives a fuck who won the title, who didn't?
That's a fair point.
Matty Wahlberg, increased his value tenfold.
Mm.
And so did Ugg.
Yeah.
Him winning the title, I don't think would have help that any greater than what he did.
Yeah.
If anything, like him not winning makes people want to see him
win
more.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's the chase.
Yep.
As opposed to
exactly.
You know, you don't want to blow your load straight away.
Thank you. I keep
you know?
I've been trying to tell a lot of these guys that book other feds because they want to do the payoff straight away. The payoff straight away. Why do you want to do that? Why do you want to? And I keep saying heels should win until it's time to lose.
Yeah, in this instance now, because Wahlberg built himself up as such a bloody formidable competitor with all these dockers he did and all this intense training, and he lost. not only is Ugg a beast, but imagine the person who does beat Ugg.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, instantly like, made.
Instantly made.
Yeah. I was having that argument last weekend at Venom Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
I manage Jake Nova.
Yeah.
And they were talking about maybe turning Jake face.
Mm-hmm.
And like we were like, why would you do that? Any guy we job to is made straight away because he beat us.
Yeah.
I say us as a team because that's pretty much what we are now. We're sort of synonymous with each other.
Yeah.
So it's like if I bump for a guy, he's instantly made. If Jake jobs for a guy, instantly made. So I don't know why you'd muck with that.
I can see some people think, oh, an audible should have been called. I think, and again, this is all the chase thing.
Mm. When he does eventually win. If he does eventually win.
That blow off, that climax, I'm going to use as much sexual innuendo here. That climax is going to be so much better than that third, like, I don't want to say 30 seconds, but that momentary just.
Oh, they're really hot tonight. Let's give it to him.
Yeah, they're really hot tonight. Let's give it to him, and there you go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
If they're on heat and you just give it to them, then we've blown our load.
Yeah.
You know?
What are your goals? We've talked about Matty Wahlberg. What are your goals in PWA, in UE Pro?
Another corner post.
In PWA.
And some other shit, I think. But just grab the other corner post.
Is actually winning the title.
We want that first.
Okay. Whether that be Ugg. Whether that be anyone else. I am going to win that title. Okay. Wahlberg and I have a very, very healthy... bit of competition going. I go to PWA training about 5-6 days a week. So does he. Every second I'm there, he's there. Every second I'm in the gym, he's in the gym. We send each other Snapchats, kind of making sure each of us are at the gym. You know. So my goal is the title. I don't know. That's his goal. Okay. So, as weird as it sounds, I'm like, good, he didn't win that title as well. I want that title now.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I want it. That's my goal in PWA.
That really is, that when I see, like, PWA, the training thing, I just think, like, iron sharpening iron. Because all,
100%.
Like, you, Matty Wahlberg, Carter Deems, Lucci, you all just seem to be fucking just pushing each other to get better instead of... What has happened in the past, and you've seen in the past, is guys trying to get over on top. You know what I mean?
It's not so much like we're trying to like keep each other down and shit. It's more like okay,
and unfortunately, that's what it's been in the past. 100%. Is other people going, "Oh fuck, that's my spot. I'm taking.
That's
it,
my,
fuck you."
Fuck you. We take the mentality of, "All right, hang with us. Hang with me now.
Mm.
And if you can, then the product's just going to be better."
Exactly. Exactly.
Outside of PWA, I'm very passionate about learning. So training as much as possible, going everywhere. I want to go to Darwin. I want to go to Tassie.
Yeah, well, Darwin's opening. Have they actually announced their first show yet?
I don't know if they've announced their first show. I know like they've got the training there.
I'm not 100%
too sure on the show. But yeah, I want to travel more, obviously, interstate. And again, I'm a big fan of learning, so trying to pick good things from all these good minds that are in Australia. And then, obviously, everyone says it, and going somewhere international for a bit, and again, training, learning, wrestling, getting more exposure. I know that's a very vague answer, but it's my goal.
Yeah.
If I was to have an ultimate goal, it's to quit my job and just wrestle.
Be a wrestler,
Be a wrestler.
Yeah.
And whenever anyone says, what's your goal? I don't give Japan, Mexico, whatever. I just give the answer, I would love to do this. For my living.
Oh, come on, mate!
I'm trying!
That's Raven.
I know. We wanted to beat him up tonight, but they gave him the camera before we could.
good name.
Yes.
He almost came out and gave us the even point. But that's my goal. And I can see how sometimes a bit of a cop-out, or maybe a safe answer, but unfortunately it is my goal.
Yeah.
And I don't care.
I think the key, if you want to be the best overall worker, and that should be the goal, because I think if you are the best overall worker, you will eventually get to those places.
Yeah, of course.
Like you look at Jonah. Jonah's worked as hard as he possibly can and learnt from as many people as he possibly can, and now he's almost, I say almost because he might be signed, but he's not actually main roster. almost at that spot, and now he's just going to learn so much more.
And he's on such a wide scale now, and being able to reach so many more fans.
Mm.
Even just being there, you automatically you benefit.
Yeah,
straight away, and it's kind of like a tip of the cap or a testament to, as you said, like the hard work and the years of dedication that someone like Jonah Rock and Sexton have actually put into this.
Mm.
And full credit to them. Like,
oh, exactly.
They're both phenomenal.
Yes. Yes.
That's my idea.
That's the case. When I saw that Jonah had been signed, that was a case for me. So, the good guys do.
Good guys get it.
Good guys do get ahead.
Good guys get ahead. Like,
yeah.
I feel like if you're not a dick, you know, and you were.
I know that gets against Sexton, but. Sexton
is lovely. He is so cool.
I know. I like it. You know? But if I actually said he was a dick, he'd be fine. That's kind of his thing.
Yeah. He's also a giant.
He's a massive.
He's dude. A fucking huge dude.
Yes.
He's a massive wonderful dude. Posture.
Yes. Yes.
He has great posture. Yes.
But hard to get through doors.
Yeah. I once went down to the MCW Academy, and before the training session, I kind of asked him, man, how's my posture? And he kind of like did an assessment, and he was like, put this back, and this forward a little bit, so I'm training. And he's like, all in all, he's like, not bad. Posture's okay.
Like I told Mick, I popped so hard when they did that body change episode.
Yeah, good.
Because he had
like
Sexton's walk down.
Yeah.
Like as soon as I saw that walk, I'm like, that
it's
is
gold.
Yeah. That is Brennan to the fucking T. Yeah. Like I messaged him straight away and went, this your walk, I lost it.
Nailed it. I missed the Dreams game.
Of the Dreams game. Yeah. Hopefully he films something when he's over for WrestleMania.
Hopefully. Because I feel like he now is now got a lot more connections. And I can make a few pretty cool appearances on some shows.
Yes. Of course, we'll count out this weekend because it's not getting dropped. What have you got coming up?
Alrighty, I have I'm really bad with actually the numbers for the dates.
Yes.
But we'll say next Saturday, if today is the 5th, 6th, let's say I think it's the 12th.
Yep.
FWA, me and Debauchery, consisting of Nikki Van Blair, wrestling the Prefix. I had a promo in mind which got cut down immediately. So I'll tell it because I want to recognize
the Prefix. This is my idea.
The Prefix are obviously a schoolboy or school kid based gimmick.
Yep.
And I wanted to very simply.
Why, Mr. K?
I wanted to very simply.
Love you, Tim.
Tell a story. Oh, sorry, cut a promo. Me on the pedestal and basically call myself Cardinal South. And yeah, exactly.
Straight away.
And then thoughts on the allegations about this assault, and just no comment.
Yes.
And then that's it. No. And then a lot of people were like,
No.
Yeah. Like, awesome, funny, don't do it.
Good work tonight.
See you tomorrow, mate.
Absolutely. Look forward to it.
Wash your gear.
Yeah.
So they were like, just too much of a risk.
All right, we have to get out here because I think people are leaving.
Yep.
Let everyone know your socials.
I'm going to revamp my Facebook page a little bit, but if you search up Tough Stuff, Ricky South, Tough with T-U-F-F, you'll find it. Instagram is T-U-F-F, S-T-U-F-F-R-S, all one. And Twitter, T-S, Ricky South. Quick fun fact I found out in the American pornography industry, Twitter handles that start with T-S, means transsexual.
Transsexual, yes.
I did not know that.
Wow.
So got made that aware.
As soon as you said T.S., I went, oh, no.
Then I realized. No. I'm like, but like, yeah, and I had a few sort of transsexual sort of porn stars contact me.
Oh, Lord.
Like, hey, like, this is a thing. You may want to maybe
hello,
change.
Daddy. Oh, no.
But then I'm like, nope, it's either I change or the porn industry changes. And it's going to be the porn industry. It's not going to be me.
Ricky South, thank you for joining me, mate.
Always a pleasure.
Handshakes on podcasts. I love them.
People can see it.
Yes.
People say having an opinion is like having a penis. It's really great for you, but you shouldn't share it around. That's exactly what we don't do. We share it all about the internet. And in fact, we advertise it on other people's podcasts so that they can go and enjoy it as well. Am I talking about penises or am I talking about opinions on film? To find out, you'll have to go to our website, secondtakepodcast.com, or find Second Take Podcast on your podcatcher of choice.
It's now time for where the action is around the country. And in Victoria, Friday night, Adrenaline Pro Wrestling Breakout 10 is at Unit 4, 77 Miles Grove in Seaford, Victoria. Just look up the Adrenaline Pro Wrestling Facebook for ticket information on that one. Also, on Saturday night, PCW have their Ignition shows at the Southeastern Entertainment Centre. Tickets for that one are at pcw.com.au. In New South Wales, on Saturday, Suplex Pro Wrestling has Chapter 9, Face the Pain, at the East Cessnock Bowling Club in New South Wales, of course. moshtickets.com.au for that one. Get out there and support that burgeoning young promotion in New South Wales. Also in New South Wales, IWA, International Wrestling Australia, live and loud at the St. John's Park Bowling Club. Book your tickets for that one by calling the club at 9610-366. That number again is 9610-366. Get out there and support them. Also on the Saturday night, FWA, Future Wrestling Australia, have Fear of the Dark at the 5 Dock RSL. Tickets for that one are at moshtix.com.au. In Western Australia, Western Pro Wrestling Live, Saturday, April the 13th at the Bald Eagles Rec Centre in WA. Tickets for that one are at perthwrestlingtickets.bigcartel.com. Really doing big things over there since changing their name from AEW to WPW. Get out there and support them, guys. In Adelaide on Saturday night, April the 13th, Pro Wrestling South Australia have their annual Cole Devaney tribute show. We've mentioned it many a times. I know Wolfgang is a big supporter of, or big has a lot of love for Cole Devaney. I know guys like Damien Slater were trained by him. Chris Basso, the Basso Boys, started with Cole Devaney. All of those guys. And they'll all be there this weekend in some way, shape or form. There'll be representatives from PWSA, from ACW, from RCW, from Wrestle Rampage, all there this Saturday night at the Karadinga Sports Centre in Modbury North. Tickets for that one, you can give them a call at 0402 472 564. That number again is 0402 472 564, or you can get your tickets at the door. And finally, in Queensland, Friday, April the 12th, United Pro Wrestling Fight for Life at the Shed at Aussie World. 20% of all proceeds from the event go towards cancer research, so get out there and support that. It's something that has affected their current champion at the moment, Ricky Rembrandt. So he will be there against Stockman, I believe. So get out there and see that. 20% of all proceeds from that event will go towards cancer research. Tickets for that one are at stickytickets.com.au. And any promotion that want their show mentioned here on Rare the Action is, hit us up on Facebook or email me at WrestleRadioTodd@gmail.com. Jeez, that was good. I'll do that again. At WrestleRadioAustraliaTodd@gmail.com. Oof. And we'll mention you on the upcoming episode, or book me and I'll definitely mention it because I am a shill for myself. And that, my friends, is where the action is this weekend. Once again, big thanks to my guest, Ricky South. Get out there and support him if you see him on any of your cards. Really, really entertaining wrestler, really entertaining worker. Depending on where you are, you could see any manner of match from the guy. So that is awesome. If you haven't already, guys, make sure you subscribe to WRA. It's free. You can do it on iTunes, Stitcher, or anywhere you get your podcast from. If you do stop by iTunes, give us a rating and review while you're there. Give us a 5-star. It helps us get inside more ears. Share the show. Spread the word about professional wrestling in this country. Make sure you like us on Facebook. That is Wrestle Radio Australia. We're easy to find. And on Twitter at Wrestle Radio AU, or me personally at Beast Eastman. Remember, we always have our Wrestle Radio Australia t-shirts at redbubble.com. Just go to redbubble.com and in the search engine, type out Wrestle Radio Australia or WRA. All proceeds going from sales of any merch from Wrestle Radio Australia go to Beyond Blue and Gotcha for Life, two charities that we really do support here and do have a lot of love for. And to take us out, of course, we have Promo Land, and that will do it for this episode of Wrestle Radio Australia. I'm Todd Eastman, and we'll see you next week, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to introduce FWA to Jimmy Townsend and Billy Preston, the Prefects. And we're going to do that next weekend at Fear of the Dark.
That's right, because the Prefects, we no longer fear the dark. We don't sleep with the nightlight anymore. And you know what? You know who else we don't fear? Debauchery.
That's right.
PT, Parker Thomas, witness the fitness. Mate, you've never witnessed us run a beep test in PE.
He hasn't.
Nikki Van Blair, we're going to run circles around you.
And Ricky South, well, you might be tough and you might have the stuff, but you think that your Dino driver is devastating? Well, there's a devastating move that the prefects have in our repertoire. It's a move that we've mastered, a move that we also like to indulge in, if you will. It's a move that has one very simple fact that FWA is going to find out next week.
That's
right. And that is that nobody kicks out of the schoolboy. Ah! Turn the lights back on, please.
It's okay.